thank Joni and Fred very much.
And a pianist.
Ariana.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我们下面有对母亲的感恩的分享。
So following, we're going to have some thanksgivings for moms sharing.
今天刚好三位都是弟兄。
So all three people who are going to share are all brothers.
第一位是 Ryan Liao.
The first one is Ryan Liao.
掌声欢迎。
Let's welcome him.
我们请 Christina 来替他翻译好吗？
Okay, Christina will interpret for him.
Hello, my name is Ryan, and I will be sharing for my mother. We'll be appreciating her.
你好，我的名字叫Ryan， 我会今天给大家分享我妈妈对我的爱和我对她的感激。Every
day, I take little things that my mom does for granted, so I would like to appreciate her.
每天我经常我妈妈做的一些小的事情，我都没有很好的感激，那我今天要好好的感谢妈妈。
Every morning, she cooks breakfast for me, makes breakfast, reminds me to pack my backpack, everything I need to do to get ready for my school day.
每天早上妈妈都会给我做早餐，然后提醒我要准备我的 lunch， 我的午饭，要准备我这一天所需在学校里所需要的东西。
She's always reminding me to wear more clothes so I don't get sick. And always packing me lunch so I don't get hungry.
她总是提醒我要多穿衣服，不要生病，受凉生病，然后她总是帮我准备好午饭，带去学校的午饭。She's
always making sacrifices and waking up very early in the morning to cook breakfast and help out and do chores.
她总是牺牲很多，每天早上都起得很早，然后叫醒我，有做饭啊，为收拾家务啊。She
is always taking responsibilities and wanting to do everything and help out the house and walk the dog and do everything.
她妈妈总是有很多的对家庭，对有很多的责任，她要做饭啊，收拾家，还要遛狗。
She's always trying to wake me up, make sure I'm not late for school, and always caring for things that I need to that I don't care about.
每天早上，妈妈总是要按时叫醒我，然后呢，提醒我需要准备一些东西，有些东西我自己都不在意。
And whenever I'm doing homework, she will always make sure that I did everything and make sure it's all correct. And
我每天的作业妈妈都要仔细的检查，然后确保所有的都是正确的。
Whenever I'm done with school, she always check the grades. Even if it's not always the best, she's always still supportive.
每次学校成绩出来，她都会 即便我的成绩不是很好，他也很支持我鼓。Thank
you.
谢谢。
Good job. Good job.
我们今天感谢主，我们今天感谢妈妈，因为妈妈主把非常好的品质交给妈妈，使我们能够人类啊，我们能够从小到大能长大。所以的话，today praise the Lord. For the Mother's Day, today we want to thank our mom, and God put a lot of wonderful virtues on our moms. And God is love. A lot of time, God showed love to us through mom's love.
Great, thank you. 所以的话呢，所有的妈妈都很伟大。那我的妈妈也很伟大，所以我爱妈妈。我爱妈妈，因为我妈妈爱我。那
So all the mom are great. My mom is great too. I love my mom. Oh, my mom loves me too.
I see. You know, all the mothers are great, right? But everyone is different. Every family is different. And 我的妈妈很伟大。那么每个妈妈很伟大，但是每一个妈妈都不一样，家庭不一样。
My mom is great. Every mom is different. And every family is different.
那像我的情况就是这样。那我以前的话，很多事情我不理解。那我以为我好像没有得到太多的爱。
So this is my situation. A lot of time in the past, I didn't understand. I thought I didn't get enough love from my mom.
这个情况是这样，那我家里头，我有一个哥哥，还有一个姐姐，然后还有一个弟弟。因为我是在中间，我好像老觉得我被忽视了。
So in my family, I have an elder brother, I have an elder sister, and I have a younger brother. So in my family, I feel I was overlooked.
其实，并不是我爸爸妈妈不爱我，而是他们工作很忙，他们家务也很忙。那再加上的话呢，我的兄弟姐妹也很优秀，我哥哥是老大，我的姐姐是唯一的一个女孩，我的弟弟就更优秀，他很多事情就是说做的都比我好。
Okay, so actually not because my parents don't love me, because they are so busy with work, andMy elder brother and my little brother, my elder sister, they are all doing better than me.
对，所以的话呢，我一开始就感觉到的话，好像他们比我强，我好像他们老受表扬，我老受批评。
So in the beginning, I always thought that they are better than me, and parents always praise them but criticize me.
所以的话，我在家里头的话呢，好像就觉得上面有哥哥，上面有哥哥，还有姐姐，然后呢，我就已经 disadvantage 了。但是呢，我的弟弟还做得比我好，所以的话，我好像是在一个。他们好像三个人像三座山，我好像是中间的谷地。
So, my elder brother, my elder sister, my younger brother, they are like three big mountains, and I'm just the valley.
Yeah, and that feeling, it's like okay, I cannot see sunshine. 我看不见阳。我看不见阳光。
So I can't see the sunshine.
And these things 越来越多，时间一长的话，好像我觉得就会严重。后来觉得我好像连天空也都看不见了。
So the situation become worse and worse. And in the end, I feel I cannot even see the sky.
到后来，我好像觉得连呼吸都困难。
And even later, I feel I can't breathe.
那我在那些日子的话，我就觉得日子好像很苦，老做噩梦。
During those times, I feel my life is bitter. I always have nightmares.
Yeah, 很多噩梦还是重复的那种噩梦。很多噩梦是重复的，做过一遍又一遍。我现在今天还能记得很清楚。
So a lot of nightmare and they repeat over and over again. I can even remember them till now.
实际上这些想法都是不对的。那是实际上我到现在才就是信了主耶稣之后才开始认识到其实我看的问题老是看负面的东西。
Actually, those thoughts are not right. After I know the Jesus, I realize that I always see the negative side of things.
实际上，父母对我的爱，特别是妈妈对我的爱，从来都在那里，从来都是那样的。
In this world, my mom always loved me, and she never leave me.
所以。那我因为比方说我妈妈因为我功课不好就批评我那我就会很生气那我即使得了99分她还说怎么不是90怎么不是100分
So when my school score is not good my mom always criticize me and I'm angry and she'll say oh it's only 99 but it's not 100
所以我现在才开始认识到我现在回忆过去的事情我把很多过去的事情一样一样的回忆出来的话呢我发现我妈妈对我有很多的爱。
Nowadays, when I think back, I realize that actually my mom loves me a lot.
我记得实际上我小时候有一个机会，我有那个机会很特别。那个时候大概是我2岁的时候。
So remember, there is an opportunity in my life when I was only 2 years old.
当我只有2岁的时候的话呢，我弟弟出生了。那个我妈妈在我怀我的时间得了很大的病。
When I was 2 years old, my little brother was born, and when my mom got pregnant with me, and she was badly ill.
然后呢，等到生我弟弟的时候。他就一点奶都没有。
Actually, when my mom pregnant with my little brother, she was very ill. And after my little brother was born, my mom don't even have milk to feed my brother.
所以的话，我的弟弟是送到奶妈那里去养。
So my younger brother was sent to my godly mom to be taken care of.
然后呢，那个时候我爸爸要调动工作到南京去。
So at that time, my father was transferred to work in 南京。
所以的话，他要带我们孩子走。那时候我哥哥很受宠，他不光是长子，他还是长孙。我的爷爷很喜欢他。那爷爷老要 keep 他，所以他就被 keep 在爷爷家了。
So, my older brother is my parents' favorite child, and so they won't keep him. And my grandpa won't keep him. So my brother stay with my grandpa.
然后呢，我妈妈辞掉工作，就带着我和我姐姐去。南京跟着我爸爸。
So my mom quit the job and took me and my elder sister to live with my dad in 南京。
那个时候我姐姐大概4岁，她就去动物园，所以我整天都有机会和我妈妈在一起。
So at that time, my sister is 4 years old. So she go to the zoo a lot. And so I got to stay with my mom.
Kindergarten.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. So she go to kindergarten every day. So, and I got to stay with my mom.
所以我在那一段时间感觉到很幸福，因为我妈妈真的很爱我。我那一段时间的话呢，我觉得从妈妈身上得到了很多的爱。我现在记得很多事情，很多一点一点的事情的话呢，就像我记得有一次吃甘蔗，我妈妈就把那个皮给我peel掉。
So those time is those time my happiest time. My mom gave me a lot of love.
她吃甘蔗，然
后她给我peel皮。When I eat sugar cane, my mom will peel for me.
Yeah, 她把皮分掉，我就开始吃甘蔗。然后我吃到甘蔗的结的那个地方。
So I start by the sugar cane, and there is a part of sugar cane that you know you cannot bite so hard. Right?
Yeah, 它那个是一节一节的，那个硬的地方小孩就啃不动了。然后我妈妈就过来帮我把那个硬的地方啃掉，所以我可以继续再啃下面的甘蔗。
So my mom will cut that hard part, and so I can continue, eat sugar cane.
有一次好像是我妈妈就要出门，要出门的话我就舍不得她，舍不得她，她我就跟出来，跟出来的话她就骑上车就走了。
So one time my mom had to leave the house, and I feel sad, and I don't want her to go. But she get on her bike and left.
我看着我妈妈走，我的心当时就疼得不得了。
So I'm very sad.
所以的话，我当时那个情景的话呢，我都现在都记得清楚。直到我妈妈回来的话呢，我好像我的世界，她离开的时候，我的世界就好像就不存在了，我就冻僵了。
So I still remember. I feel when my mom left, I feel my whole world collapsed. But when she comes back, I feel my world comes back.
然后呢？我妈妈还告诉我一件事情，其实我自己也记着。她有一次，她就是工作太累，大概是就腰疼，她没有别的办法，她就拿手捶她的腰。
So I remember one time my mom because she worked so hard, her low back pain or hurt.
然后她拿手捶那腰，我就特别的心疼。我不知道她那时。捶了舒服，我倒是不懂，我就不让他捶。
Okay. Oh, so my mom used her hand to hit his her back, and I feel sorry for her, and I asked mom, "Don't do that."
然后他就不停，他就一个劲儿的就捶。
But she keep, you know, hitting.
然后我就看着就看不过去，我就心里特别的难过。我说：“你捶你，我也捶我自己。”
So, I'm very sad. So I said, "Oh, so you hit your back? I will start hitting my back too."
所以现在我妈妈老说我是最爱她的。
So now my mom always said that I'm the one that loves her the most.
就因为老讲这件事情。
Because of this, this incident.
这段时间虽然不长，大概只有三个月，因为我们到了南京，我妈妈到了南京以后，就开始给我的弟弟找奶妈。后来大概三个月就把弟弟接回来了。
So, this happy time lasts for 3 months, and then my mom take my little brother back.
然后不久也把我的哥哥也接回来了。
And then she took back my elder brother.
所以虽然这个事情不长，但是我现在回忆起来，那个就像是，就是说世界上最好的东西，像是 sugar， 像是甘露，像是糖，像是甘露。
So now I think back, I feel this time my happiest time, and it, those time feels like sugar.
所以的话，我觉得这个机会是神给我，就用这个妈妈对我的爱。实际上，虽然我当时很小，但是后来的有些很困难的时间。就能够坚持过去了。
So,
我就说，这个是神给我的时间。我妈妈的爱我，的爱对我，就让我能够以后虽然哥哥姐姐来了，有很多困难的时间，但是我就能够，我就能够就是坚持过去了。
Okay. So this is God gave me this opportunity.
Okay.
Even though later my brother and sister come back, and I can still sustain.
Okay, thank you. And 所以说，谢谢大家。那个我 ，sorry， 讲的太长。我觉得后来的妈妈对我的爱，其实我现在一次又一次的，就是回忆起来都证明了。所以就是这份爱。让我在很多困难的时间能够坚持下来，一直到现在。好，谢谢。
So when I recall those time, I think it's because my mom's love that make me stronger and stronger.
首先祝各位在座的妈妈母亲节快乐。
First of all, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
我的母亲今年九十岁了。
My mom is 90 years old.
她现在和我的其他的家人呢，住在中国的大陆。
Right now, she lives in China with other families.
在美国，我只能默默的祈祷，为我的母亲默默的祝福，祝她母亲节快乐。
So, what I can do is pray for my mom here, and pray that God will bless her, and
母亲节快乐。
Oh, and a Happy Mother's Day.
昨晚呢，我得到我哥哥给我的微信。
Last night I got a message from my elder brother on the WeChat.
我母亲的那个幻听症呢，似乎有些严重了。Hallucination.
Okay, my mom's hallucination.
Hallucination
is getting worse.
Getting worse. 他担心就是说再过不久啊会不认识人。
He worried that she can't recognize people after some time.
所以我哥希望我回去啊，尽早的回去看望我母亲。
So my brother hope that I can go home as early as possible to see my mom.
我计划在估计在一两周之内我会赶回中国。
So I plan to go back to China within 1 to 2 weeks.
我希望也就用这一段时间呢，在中国的时候多陪陪我的妈妈，用实际行动来真正来表达对母亲的爱。
I hope during the time I will be in China, I will take good care of my mom and spend more time and show my love to my mom.
Yeah. 今天我想分享三点对我母亲的感恩。
So today I want to share 3 things that I am thankful to my mom.
第一点呢，我就说我的母亲她是一位得主救恩的母亲。
First thing, my mom, she was saved by Jesus.
2014年至2015年。我接我的母亲呢来美国呢住了一年多。
Okay, so from 2014 to 2015, my mom came here live with me. more than 1 year.
Yeah, 在此期间呢，当然我也尽力的照好好的照顾我的母亲。
So during this time, of course, I took good care for my mom.
我母亲也知道我和我的夫人呢是，来教会的。
My mom knows me and my wife come to church.
她非常理解和支持。
She understands very well and support us.
而且自己呢也信主受洗。
And she was saved and believed in Jesus too.
所以我要说的是，我感谢我母亲对我们的理解，是信仰的理解。
So I thank my mom for understanding our belief.
并对我的母亲在垂暮之年能够信主得救，也感到非常的感恩。
And I'm very grateful that my mom became a Christian at her later years.
第二点呢，我也想分享的就是说，我的母亲呢也是一位非常智慧，而且非常关心她的子女成长的母亲。
Second thing I want to share is my mom is also very wise and care about the
development
of children.
我出生在文化的革命初期的贫穷的农村。
I was born in very poor countryside during the Cultural Revolution.
那时啊，中国非常的注重政治斗争、阶级斗争，而不注重经济发展。
At the time, China's emphasis is political battle, not the economic development.
所以那时的中国啊，非常贫穷。
So at that time, China is very poor.
我们家呢，又是当地最穷的贫困家庭之一。
Our family is one of the poorest family.
为了增加家庭收入啊，我到五六岁的时候就开始放牛。
In order to increase income, I started to herd the cows when I was 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, 当我七岁那年呢，该上学了。但是由于家里贫穷呢，我们家没有钱给我去报名上学。
When I was 7 years old, time for me to go to school, but we don't have money. My family don't have money.
其他的同龄的小孩呢，都去上学了。
So most of the kids at my age all went to school.
我母亲呢没有上过一天学。
My mom never been to school.
但她非常理解，深深理解，就是说文化知识的重要性。
But she understand that the knowledge knowledge education very important.
So 为了不耽误我的学业呢，我母亲呢就在大致在开学一个月以后，去向别人呢借了一块钱，去学校啊求老师给我能够补充报名。
So in order not to delay my school, my mom borrowed $1. After 1 month, the school started, and took me to school request to start the school
to sign up
for the school.
而且呢，为我亲手织了一个非常精致的小书包。
And also made a very nice school bag for me.
起初啊，我喜欢放牛。不喜欢上学，而且逃课。
In the beginning, I don't want to go to school. I like herd the cows, and I often escape from class.
所以我母亲呢非常着急，而且教育我说你这不上学可不行了，不识字，那将来就是一个睁眼瞎，那就是没有出息的。
My mom very worried. She said, "If you don't go to school, In the future, you are like a blind person, and you won't be successful."
所以在母亲的多次劝导下和教育下呢，我，最后还是去坚持上学了。
So after my mom's persuasion for many times, I start to keep going to school.
感谢我的母亲的坚持和引导，我呢，确实的那个去有没有耽误我的学习。
So thanks to my mom insist and cultivation, so I didn't delay my school.
而且感谢主的恩典了，我的学习成绩很好。
And thank God that my school score is very good.
Yeah, 从小学到高中啊，那一直是名列前茅，可以说是都是第一。
From the primary school all the way to high school, I'm always number one in the class.
而且高中毕业以后呢，考上了中国的第一流学府清华大学。
After high school, I was admitted to one of the best schools in China, Tsinghua University.
每次考到了好的成绩，我的母亲都非常高兴。
Every time when I got a very good score, my mom is very happy.
所以母亲的高兴对我的，这确实是对我的学习既是肯定也是鼓励。
So my mom's happiness is confirmation and support to me.
所以我也觉得呢，让母亲高兴呢，现在想来，让母亲高兴呢，也确实是对母亲的一大感恩。
Now I feel if
you make your mother happy, you will. That's Thanksgiving to your mother.
Yeah.
第三点分享的，我还说我的母亲是一位非常善良、乐于助人的母亲。
The third thing I want to share is my mom is very kind, liked helping other people.
每次家里来客人了，虽然家里很穷，但是我母亲总是把最好的拿出来招待人。
Although my family is very poor, but every time when a guest came, my mom always offered the best food.
而且任何人求我母亲帮忙的话呢，她都好不都是尽可能去尽力而为。
Also, anyone asked for my mom's help, she always tried her best to help.
我母亲在我小的时候常常教育我说，要想别人怎样待你，你就应该怎样待人。
While I was little, my mom always told me that if you want other people to treat you well, you treat other people well.
感谢我的母亲，她在我的幼小的心灵里给我植下了一种善良的种子。
So thank to my mom that she spread the seeds of kindness in my heart.
所以在长大以后，我都学会了怎样的善待别人。
So after I grew up, I learned how to treat other people kindly.
最后说，感谢母亲。
祝
大家祝母亲母亲节快乐，祝大家祝每一个在座的母亲节快乐。
So happy Mother's Day to all mom.
We appreciate our brothers share their heart.
我们谢谢我们的弟兄分享他们的感恩。
I think the Larry sharing is so real.
我觉得 Larry 弟兄的分享好真实哦。
Just about his attachment to his mom.
那分享到他跟他母亲的这种紧紧连结。
You know, God gave us mom to experience His love.
你知道神给我们母亲要经历他的爱。
So we can know what God's heart for us.
我们了解神的心是什么样子的。
I like to bless all the mom today.
我今天希望祝福每一个母亲。
May the Lord be with you.
愿神与你同在。
No matter how tough the situation is,
无论你的情况多困难。
It's not easy to be a mom nowadays.
现在要当母亲非常的不容易。
When I was listening to their sharing,
当我在听他们的分享。
I cannot help to think about a virtuous and capable woman was depicted in Proverbs chapter 31.
我就让我联想到就是在箴言书31章里面所谈到一个才德的女子。
It reads, a virtuous, capable woman, who can find?
讲到说才德的妇人谁能得着呢？
In the different version of Bible, read differently.
那不同的圣经翻译有不同的讲法说写法。
It summarizes them or put them all together.
把他们总合在一起。
It just say a virtuous and capable woman who can find.
他的意思就是说，这个才德就是有能力又有德行的妇人，有谁能找到呢
？I want to bring this statement to all of you today.
我今天要把这句话给你们。
I believe the writer used this statement to kind of stimulate people thinking.
我觉得这句话会让人家去深思去思想
to arouse the curiosity
让你会好奇心会去想
yes a virtuous and capable woman who can find
真的去想说才德的妇人谁能得着呢
if we want to find this woman
假如我们要寻找这样的妇人
we need to know the traits of this kind of woman
我们要首先知道她们有什么特点
let's read the Proverbs chapter 31
我们一起来读好吗？箴言书三十一章。
We read from verse 10 to 31.
我们从第十节到三十一节。
Maybe we put the English first.
我们先念英文的好吗？
我们不会，我们没有时间再念中文，我们就念英文。
We don't have time for Chinese. Okay.
Okay. Oh, but let's read together. Oh, 它有 bilingual. Very good. Okay, let's read together.
那我们一同来念。
A wife of noble character, who can find? She's worth far more than rubies. How about let's all read together? Let's all read. I know. She brings, I cannot see it. It's a blur. She's like the merchant ship. Bring her from afar. She gets out while it is still the night. She provides food for her family and portion for her female servants. She considers all of her depends of vineyards. She sees that her trading profitable and her land does not go out at night. In her hand, she opened the hands to the poor and hands to the needy. When snow, she has no fear, for she are, all of them are clothed in scarlet. She's clothed in the fine lilian purple. Her husband is respect at the city. She makes lilian garment, sell them, and supply the merchants with sashes. She clothes her with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with faithful instructions on her tongue. She watches over the elder of her household, does not eat bread. Her children arise and call her blessed. Many women who overthink, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done. Cannot see. Okay. Thank you. I think in these scriptures, you give us the traits of virtuous and capable woman.
在这段经文里面告诉我们怎么样是一个才德的妇人。
If we want to find this person,
我们要寻找这样的妇人,
we need to know the traits of this person.
我们要知道她有什么样子的特色。
First of all, she is very valuable.
首先她是价值非常, 她非常有价值,
more than ruby.
远胜过珍珠。
Secondly, she is so trustworthy to her husband.
第二, 她的丈夫心里依靠她, 她丈夫信, 相信她。
Her husband had full confidence in her and lacked nothing of value.
而且必不缺少利, 必不缺少利益。
How can that be?
怎么样, 她怎么样能成为这样的妇人呢?
In the scripture it says, she benefits him throughout all her life.
在圣经里面说, 她使她一生都有利益。
In Chinese words, 这叫做帮夫运。
Okay, she has ability to help her husband.
第二个原因为什么这样? 因为 she worked diligently.
The second reason that she... Why am I speaking English? Okay. 因为她非常的用功。
Verse 13 and verse 15 tell us that.
13到第15节告诉我们。
Thirdly, we see she invests wisely and manages business successfully.
第三,她是一个很会投资的人。
That's very important.
这非常重要。
Because you need a finance, you need a financial independence.
你需要有经济上的独立。
Fourthly, we see the reason her husband depends upon her is she's healthy in her body, soul, and spirit.
第四点,你知道她的丈夫为什么依赖她,因为她有能力,她是强壮的,她的灵魂体都强壮。
Verse 17 to 19 describe that.
第17到19节就讲到她。
Fifthly, the reason her husband depends upon her or trusts her, she gets things done properly and profitably.
第五点是因为她所做的一切都是很正确的,而且都有收成。
The verse 18 describes that.
在第18节有讲到,
more than her husband depends upon her fully, she is merciful to the needy and the poor.
而且不只是她丈夫依赖她，而且她也是蛮有怜悯的恩典的人，她帮助这些穷困的人。
Also, she is wise and excellent in discernment. Verse 26.
她也是非常有智慧，她能分辨。
Also, she is strong and noble.
她也是强壮又高贵的。
Well respected by her children and her husband.
被她的儿女跟先生所尊重。
I think more than that.
我想比这个更多。
I list that trait, not try to discourage you.
我写这一点不是要来让你觉得沮丧。
Rather we try to point out what's on God's heart.
而是要让你知道什么是在神的心上。
I think above all, she has reverence for God.
可是在这一切里面，她最重要的一点就是她对神的敬畏。
This is very important.
这是最重要的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
而是她敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Many people don't understand this.
很多人不了解这一点。
We need to respect God as He is.
我们需要遵从神。
If we respect God as He is,
我们遵从神的话。
We will take His word seriously.
我们会看重神的话。
Amen.
Amen.
We will read His word seriously.
我们会读神的话。
A virtuous and capable woman.
一位有才德的妇人。
She knows God's words.
她认识神的话。
Also take God's word seriously.
而且看重神的话。
Apply to her life.
而且在生活里面就活出神的话。
And then she understand.
而且她也了解。
Charm is deceptive.
她知道艳丽是虚假的。
And beauty is fleeting.
美容是虚浮的。
But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
为敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
I don't think God against woman to make herself presentable.
我不觉得神反对女生打扮哈。
I always hear people debate about this.
我常常听到有人在这一点上面在争执。
They say should a godly woman to do makeup?
假如一个敬畏神的女人应该化妆吗
？How much should she does?
那她应该化多少呢
？Is it 10% or 90%?
要花10%还是什么？90%.
I think that's not a point.
我觉得这不是重点。
The point is,
重点是
external beauty only can last for so long.
就是外面的美貌只能很短暂。
No matter how good your makeup is,
不管你的化妆技术多高，
you need to continue do it.
你需要每一天都要化。
That's why a lot of people are so shocked to see the movie star without makeup.
所以为什么每个人看到明星看到他们没有化妆的时候就很吓到了。
They cannot believe their eyes.
他就不能相信他的眼睛。
That's why the Bible says charm is deceptive.
这里为什么圣经里面讲到美容是虚浮的。
Beauty is fleeting.
艳丽是虚假的。
The inner beauty and character is the one that lasts.And they come from have reverence for God.
而是最重要的是里面的品格，而且那个敬畏神的心。
Amen.
Amen.
A person, no matter how good looking he or she is,
一个人无论他外表多美多帅
，you are with her or with him for a long time.
你会跟那个人在一起很久。
You don't feel any difference.
你就没有什么感觉了。
Amen.
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 All the husband and wife say Amen.
所有的丈夫妻子。
I know your wife is very beautiful.
我知道你太太很美。
Your husband is very handsome.
你的丈夫很帅。
But if your marriage will continue,
你的婚姻能够继续。
Is the character.
就是品格。
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody wanted to say anything because that's had to pay the price.
没有人愿意讲什么东西要付代价是吧
？Okay, so I come back to my question again. Who can find a virtuous and capable woman?
所以我回到我的问题了，谁能找着这样才德的妇人呢
？I have answer.
我有答案。
Pastor Joseph did.
牧师找到了。
Actually, Pastor Joseph not only found one, he got two.
他不只有一位，还有两位。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Let's act like an African American church. Hallelujah! You say Amen.
Amen.
I not only got one, I got two.
我不只有一位，还有两位的。Amen.
Also very interesting. These two women, they have same last name as mine.
好，最好笑，最有趣的是，这两位妇人跟我的姓是一样的。
The same last name.
跟我姓一样的。一样姓田。
Isn't that coincidence?
这不是一个，不是刚好吧？
Not really.
不是。
Because the first one.
因为第一位。
Is my mom.
是我的母亲。
She has very unique name.
她有一个非常奇特的名字。
Her name is Patience.
她的名字叫忍耐。
Patience Tian.
叫忍耐。
Her name got from my father.
她这个英文名字是她爸爸给她取的。
My father gave her that name with a profound meaning.
我爸爸给她这个名字有很深的意思。
I think my mother yesterday when I Actually, this morning when I prepared this sharing,
今天早上我预备这个分享
I thought about my mother and father. How did they come together?
我在想说我父母是怎么样在一起的呢
As I recall,
当我回想
I decided I'm going to write a novel for them.
我决定要写一本小说
Because their story is very dramatic.
因为他们的故事非常的 dramatic, I don't know, 戏剧化。
My father was born and raised in China, Hunan province.
我爸爸是在湖南，中国湖南那边长大的。
In the countryside.
出生在郊外。
My grandpa was a wealthy person.
我的祖父是很有钱的人。
But he was very strict, very strict.
可是他非常严格。
So my father is really under his rulership, and for his life, he always think about to go away, go away.
可所以我爸爸就。被他这样子管教，然后他一辈子就想要逃脱。
Finally, the chance came.
终于有这个机会来。
When my father was 18 years old,
就是我父亲十八岁的时候。
One day, he just slipped away with his older cousin.
有一天，他就逃走了，跟他的表哥、堂哥或是谁。
And they just left house.
他们就离开家。
My father told me this.
我父亲告诉我。
The day he was leaving.
那一天他离开家的时候。
His mom went out, sneaked out, and met him.
他的母亲偷偷的跑出来，跟他见面。
And say goodbye to him.
跟他说再见。
Because my father is the youngest.
因为我父亲是最小的。
And my grandpa loved him the most.
然后我的祖父最爱他。
After my father left the house.
当我爸爸离开家以后。
You know the Chinese modern history.
你知道这个近代中国历史吧
？There was a civil war.
有内战
，between Communist Party and 国民 Party，
就是跟这个国民党跟什么
共产党
有这内斗。
So my father joined the troop。
所以我爸爸呢就从军。
He was very young。
那时候他非常年轻。
And when he tried to volunteer to serve in the military，
当他自荐说要去服役的时候。
The personnel say you look so young, you cannot.
人家说你太年轻了吧，不会让你进去。
So my father faked he ate his age 2 more years.
他就把他的年纪加上两岁。
So he got in.
他就进去了。
Long story in short.
就长故事讲的短一点。
In 1947. 1947年。My father went to Taiwan. This is a good part. Don't sleep. This is a good part.This relates to the virtuous man. This is the best part, actually. He went to Taiwan.
他就去了台湾
with his troop.
就跟他的那些军队
So he has some training.
所以有一些
in the base. 在基地里面受训 Then assigned to a small town in the east part of Taiwan.
他就被军队都差派他们到东部，中台湾的东部
A small town.Use the back. It's called Yuli. Called Yuli. And my father was there only for maybe a couple of weeks.
我父亲在那边可能两周吧。
And somehow he met my mother there.
他就在那里遇见我的母亲。
My mother was a high school senior high student.
母亲当时是高中生最后一年。
Can you imagine she was that young? 你可以想象她很年轻吗？ And she met my father. I think she liked my father very much. But she never admit that. She said, Nali, nah, never. But they met there very briefly. My father moved on because the military campaign. He was moved on. But he never can forget about my mom. You may ask me, how do you know that? Because you're not there, you're not exist yet.
你怎么知道呢? 你那时候还没出生呢?
Because my father told me.
因为我父亲告诉我的,
more than three times.
超过三次,
my father passed away last year suddenly.
我父亲在去年突然去世,
I was very shocked.
我非常的惊讶,
because he was healthy and everything was fine.
因为一直以来他都身体很健壮,
before 都没有问题, the 6 months before he passed away.
6个月他去世以前,
every time I visit him,
我每一次去看他,
he loved to share his romantic story with my mom.
他就一直跟我分享他跟我母亲的罗曼蒂克历史。
He said, after I met your mom, and we departed, you know, they met very briefly. They probably hardly say any word. They say hi, and that my mother was a very, you know, bubbling, you know, warm, charming girl, you know, try to help the military personnel, my father.
太长了，我说我妈妈是一个非常活泼的一位女士，讲她，OK，继续。我妈妈长得又漂亮又活泼，然后她热心的帮助这个年轻的军官，OK，短短的罗曼史的一个邂逅一下就走了，邂逅一下，然后OK。<笑>
And then my father just cannot forget about her.
可是然后我父亲就很不能忘记他。
After 2 years,
2年以后,
finally my father courageously wrote a letter.
所以终于我父亲很勇敢地写出他的写情书。
不是情书，就是写书信。
OK. 请书信。
After he finished the letter,
他写完以后,
he realized he didn't have my mother's address.
他才发现他没有我母亲的地址。
So he tried to locate her address, tried to locate her through a friend.
他就是从他的朋友的朋友里面找到他的。
Through her friends, a friend tried to deliver the letter.
他透过他的朋友的朋友把信寄给我妈。
Finally, the letter arrived my mother.
终于那封信到我母亲手里。
My mother was very happy.
我妈妈非常的开心。
And that finally they reconnect.
终于重新再连接上。
But this time they are very fast.
这次他们非常快。
They weren't like last time.
就不像上一次一样。
The long story in short.
长话短说。
My mother's parents, they ardently against their marriage.
我母亲的 父母亲非常反对这样的一个婚姻。
My grandma even kept my mother's ID with her. Don't allow her to have an ID, so you cannot marry someone.
我祖母甚至扣住我妈妈的身份证, 使她不能跟我爸爸结婚。
The first virtuous woman, my mom, who is so determined.
第一位才德的妇人就是我母亲, 她非常的有专注, 有决心。
She has profound discernment.
她非常有分辨的能力。
She knows this is the right one.
她知道这位就是她要嫁的。
She has decided.
她已经决定了。
To follow Jiang Tian.
就是要跟随我的父亲。
So she married her.
所以
marry him.
她就嫁给我爸了。
They were very poor.
她那时候非常穷。
But my mother was very happy.
可是我母亲非常快乐。
Poor and happy.
虽然穷可是快乐。
They were both attending seminary.
他们两位一起读神学院。
Their wedding was on September 12, 1954.
他们的婚礼是在9月12号, 哪一年?
1954年。
1 year
later.
一年以后,
exact the same date.
在同一天,
they got a baby boy.
他们就生了一个儿子。
That baby boy is me.
那个儿子就是我。
We were together after I born, they had a very difficult time.
但我出生以后, 他们就很困难。
Because my father had a tuberculosis, you know.
因为我父亲有,
肺病。 So they don't have income.
也没有收入。
My mother went to work.
我母亲就去工作。
Support the whole family.
就支持全家。
For 2 or 3 years.
然后两三年之久。
Just now I went through the traits of the virtuous woman.
刚刚我们看过一位才德夫人的特色。
I Look at my mother's life.
我看到我母亲的生一生。
She's one of them.
她是其中一位。
Even though she didn't fit all of them.
虽然她不一定全部都有这个特色，可是
majority of them.
可是大部分她都是她都拥有了。
I was talking with my mom last night.
我昨天跟我母亲在交谈。
My mother is a very determined person.
我妈妈是非常我又讲不起来。
还有
决心的人，有决心的人。
We relocate her in Seattle with my brother right now.
她现在住在西雅图，跟我的弟弟在一起。
She missed California so much.
她好想念加州哦。
She told me last night.
她昨天跟我说。
Say my son.
她说我儿子。
I'm so glad you call me.
我好开心你打电话给我。
Since your younger brother cannot come back right now.
是啊，因为虽然你现在弟弟还没有回来。
I already been Seattle for 6 months.
我已经在西雅图六个月了。
I'm very happy. She has very clear mind. She's 84 years old. She has very clear mind.
我很开心，她的头脑还是很清楚。
I decide to come back to California.
她说，她母亲就说，我决定要回到加州。
I told her, good for you.
她说，好啊，好啊。我说，好啊。
But the three of us decide she need to stay there for a while.
可是我们三个儿女都决定了，说你一定要住在西雅图。
She's very determined.
可是我母亲非常的决断。
She said, "I will figure out a way to come back."
她我一定要找到一个方法可以回来。
The second one I found the virtuous woman.
在第二位我的找到的才德的妇人。
Is my wife.
那就是我太太。
If my father and my mother's romance is a marathon.
我爸爸我父母的关系那个恋爱关系是长跑，爱情跑马拉松。
下面用中文讲好了，你翻英文好了，这样快一点。
OK。
我跟我太太的恋爱就是短跑100公尺的。
My romantic story with my wife is like a fast track and field sprint, yeah, 100 meter.
我从认识她那天到跟她结婚
，The first date I met her till the day we married，
大概
was roughly
10个月半
，10 months and a half。
有一件事情我要跟大家讲
，But one thing I want to tell you，
我非常相信加尔文的预定论
，I really believe Calvinism's destiny
predestination。上帝真的预定
，The Lord really。Predestined someone.
1982.
On a very nice autumn afternoon.
在三一神学院的校园
On Trinity campus.
有一个长得很帅的东方男子
There's a handsome Chinese man.
他穿了一个短跑服。
He has a full gear of a sport outfit.
他到那个神学院就穿那么一次。
He only wore that outfit once.
就在那一天。
On that day only.
那是新的。
And it was new.
从来没穿过。
Never been worn before.
他到那神学院以后，就那一天他出来跑步。
That was the only day he came out and ran.
那天天气很好。
That was a wonderful weather.
有点像今天一样。
Almost like today.
他就开始跑。
Then he started running.
但是他做梦也没有想到。
And then he never thought.
就当他在跑的时候。
During that he was doing his exercise.
就有另外一个东方女子。
That was an other Chinese woman.
开了一个崭新的车子。
That she drove in with a new car.
就滑进了那个 parking lot.
Just slip into the parking lot.
然后他滑进了 parking lot 以后呢。
And after she parked in.
他第一个看到人。
The first man she saw.
就是这位英俊的东方男子。
Was this handsome Chinese man.In his full outfit to run.
我说东方男子不是 Chinese.
Asian man.
我都不知道这个故事。
I did not know anything about this.
后来我才发现，原来那个东方男子就是我。
And then I found out afterwards that was me.
说换句话说，我是马林开车到三一神学院第一个看到的人呐。
Which means I was the first man that Marlene saw when she first came into Trinity on the parking lot.
Trinity, by the way, is a seminary. Okay.
So.Yes.
后来在新生训练的时候
So during the student orientation
我们都坐在那个大礼堂里面
We were set in the hall
我也没什么考虑我一进去就坐下来
I didn't think much I just went in and I sat down
就没有转头一看哎呦就是他
And then next to me that was Marlene
他后来一直认为我是有阴谋的
So after that she thought that he has been
不是 after that， 他一直到现在认为我是有阴谋。
From the first day on, she thought that he has been planning all these moves.
我很冤枉啊。
I was like, I'm innocent.
上帝作证。
And the Lord may be my witness.
我那天晚到嘛。
I was late that day.
我就随便找一个牌，就坐下来。
I just found a seat anywhere.
结果一看，我也跟他不是很熟，说嗨嗨。
I didn't know her that night. I wasn't. Yeah, but then I just say hi.
你不要忘记是她先看到我，我没看到她。
Don't forget that she was the one who first saw me. I didn't see her.
但是在那天之后，
but after that day,
整个情势改变了。
The whole scenario changed.
我就积极地安排机会，每一次她吃饭，我就刚好坐在旁边。
That I was actively planning to sit next to her and whenever there was a meal.
然后那个图书馆，她一坐下，哎，怎么我也坐呢？我这世界很小。
And then there's in the library that when she sat there, I also sat next to her. Like, this world is so small.
光阴似箭，岁月如梭。
I don't know. The time flies.
转眼，两个人就结婚了。
In a moment, we got married.
转眼已经结婚34年了。
In a moment, we've already married for 34 years. Yes.
我去年 得了焦虑症。
Last year I had anxiety.
情形很坏。
It was terrible.
到了一个地步。
To the point.
我有一天跟他讲。
That I said to her.
我说马琳啊。
Marlene.
你不会抛弃我吧？
You won't abandon me, right?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
人是很脆弱的。
You know, humans are very fragile.
你不要以为你多强。
Don't think that you are strong and invincible.
有时候你会非常软弱。
There are times that you are very weak.
那时候你会知道谁是真正爱你的。
Then you will know, you find out who are the one who truly loves you.
我刚才讲过这个才德子女的这些特征。
Just now I share with you the characteristic of a,
我看到我的太太,
a virtuous woman.
我太太也符合这个条件。
When I look at my wife, I realized that she fit into this category.
科学化的来讲,
I'm very being scientific here.
这个是非常客观的来讲,
this is very objective.
我很感谢神,
I'm really thankful to the Lord.
你说牧师你跟我讲这什么意思啊?
Why, Pastor, you want to share this with us?
我要跟大家分享的是这个意思。
I want to the reason is
第一个,
first,
我们看到神的心意。
Firstly, you can see the heart of our God.
在神心目中那个美丽 能干的女人是怎么个样子？
That you know how God views a beautiful and virtuous woman. How does it look like?
当中有多少男性还没有结婚的？举手。
How many here have not married yet?
The guys. Raise your hand. Okay.
Raise your hand. A single man. All the single guys.
如果你要找
and their kids.
当然可以啊。
You're not ready for that yet.
如果你将来要找太太。
If you want to find a wife in the future,
you should
follow these characteristics, the list here.
牧师，你刚才讲的时候，我都在睡觉。
I said, Pastor, I was sleeping the whole time when you were sharing.
回去看那个箴言书第31章。
Please go back and read Proverbs 31.
从第10节到31节。
Verse 10 to 31.
我跟大家分享今天的第二个目的。
The second reason that I share about this today is that I'm really thankful to the Lord. I believe that our moms and wife is very important to a man.
我感谢神给我两个这重要的女性在我生命里都是合乎圣经的才德的女子。
I'm thankful to the Lord that God has given me two women. Both of them are very biblical. Virtuous woman.
我非常感谢神。
I'm thankful to the Lord.
我分享的意思就是感谢神。
The reason I share is that I want to be thankful.
你可以好好爱你的妻子。
That you may love your wife.
你好好为他们祷告。
That you pray for them.
他们也会成为一个才德的女子。
And they will also become a virtuous woman.
或者你已经有一个才德的女子。
Or maybe you already have a virtuous woman.
你要好好的珍惜她。
That you may
you need to treasure
them.
我们现在要 尊荣我们当中所有的母亲。
Now that we would like to honor all our mothers here.
我们欢迎所有的母亲站起来，好吗？
We will invite all the moms, please stand.
我们鼓掌，好吗？
耶！
我们
我们请这些母亲到台上来，我们有小礼物给她，我们还要抽奖。
We have a gift for you, and we also have raffle today.
我们请到台上站一排。
Okay, please come on to the stage.
我们在台上好吗？到台上好了，大家看得到你们。那些丈夫啊爸爸们准备照相。
May you guys can bring out all your cameras.
不要客气啊，来来。我们教会要送他们每一个人一朵玫瑰花。
A church is gonna give all each one of them a rose.
不要不要挡到了，每一个都珍贵啊！你拿给妈妈好了啊！我们现在有小孩子代表。
Now we're gonna have
这都是模范生，来来来，那个 Jennifer 也来。
Representative, the kids is the representative.
拿一些给他。Huh? Give few to
them. Yeah, they're gonna give each of them a raffle ticket, and then give them one. Yeah.
Okay, we'd like to, okay, you give us some. Just from the beginning, it's okay. We just spontaneous forward. You give some. Okay. 我们请我们的年轻世代代表 younger generation, 来把花给他们所爱的妈妈。
Yeah.
You don't just give to your mom, you give to first person, okay?
Every give to all the women.
我们热烈掌声欢迎，好吧，欢迎。同时给，一人一支哦。一个人只能一个，不能这样。
No favoritism here, okay?
Sorry, later, okay? Okay, thank you.
Everyone got one.
Otherwise, mother won't be happy.
One each.
Each one only have one. Yeah. 我们先为他们祝福。
Let's just pray for them and bless them. Let's all stand, and then we'll have a raffle late after this.
Jenny, your mother?
No, come in.
Okay, we don't force. Okay. 我们先为他们祝福。
We'll pray for them first.
然后我们会有抽奖。
Then we'll have raffle.
那个抽奖的时候，我们请那 Emily 到台上来，因为是她提供的奖品。
And then during a raffle time, we'll ask Emily please come up because she provides all the prize.
每一个人都举手好吗？我们为他们祝福。
Raise
our hands. We bless them.
Bless them.
我们学习做一个祝福的人。
Let's be.
请接受祝福，请各位母亲眼睛闭上。我们这很我们非常 serious， 这是神的祝福。
Sharon, please come on up.
来
Yeah.
Jenny, are you sure?
Come on, Jenny.
Okay. 好。
Okay.
我们祷告。
I'm not.
慈爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Translate. Lord Father, we thank you.
你赐给我们母亲。
That you've given us moms.
我们为这些可爱的母亲们祝福。
We want to bless every one of them.
求主祝福这些母亲们。
Lord, may you bless them.
让他们经历天父的爱。
That they may experience the love of the Father.
所以他们充满了父神的爱。
That they may be filled with the heavenly Father's love.
能够爱他们的儿女。
That they could love their children.
也赐给他们聪明智慧。
And also give them wisdom.
灵魂体都健康。
That their body, soul, and spirit will be healthy and strong.
也祝福他们当中有创业的，在做事业的。
And also bless those that who are being an entrepreneur and also has a career.
就像箴言书第三十一章。
They would be like the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31.
他们有各样的才干。
They have all sort of, they're capable.
他们可以真正的成功。
that they will have success.
赐给他们一个喜乐的心。
Give them a joyful heart.
给他们一个快乐的母亲节。
Give them a wonderful Mother's Day.
让他们的丈夫爱他们。
That their husband loves them.
让他们的儿女尊崇他们。
And also their children will honor them.
更重要，他们被你的圣灵所充满。
And most importantly, that they will be filled by your Holy Spirit.
祷告奉主的名祝福。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Amen. Please all sit down.
我们现在抽奖啊，请让 Emily 到台上来。
The most exciting part, the raffle time. Woohoo! Emily, where is she? Why does she run away? Emily, please come on up. Come on.
你跟他看抽哪一个？马琳，你来弄。你们讲好，让马琳来负责。
Oh, why are you here?Emily is a very talented artist.
Emily 非常的，就是非常会画画。
Okay,
她画了六幅画。
She spent hours on. And went to bed at 4 a.m. Working on these beautiful artwork.
来花了很多时间来做这每一个卡片。
She can only do six.
他只有时间做六张。
So we're gonna pick up six tickets here, and whoever, she's gonna draw them, the numbers, and whoever has a number will get the prize.
Okay, let's do
this
here.
She has seven. Yeah.
What? Okay. Okay, 他有七张。我们会请他抽奖。
Okay, Emily, can you pick one?
Okay, let's do the who you want to do reading.
Okay, the ticket is 557847.
Oh, okay, how do you want to give them the gift?
They can't look. They can't look.
你要抽，他要抽一幅画 and then show all of us, okay? We want to make sure we see it. No, no, we got two. Only one.
This one.
No favoritism. Show us the picture. Ooh. Okay, tell us what is this,
okay.
Emily.
So, this one says cherish, and it says live for a moment and friends. I want something positive. I trimmed this and I embossed it. That's why there's a pattern edge, and I die cut this. I also cut it this butterfly using machine.
All right. Nice. Thank you.Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. Want to pick another? Okay, 他们有七张. Yeah.
Okay, this number is 557832.
832.
Thank you.
832. Okay. Yay. Okay, give it to me. No, don't put it back.Okay, okay, okay. What does this one say?
So, I need...
这个里面是什么?
It's thinking of you today.
就是想,今天想到你,想念你。
Lovely.
Wow. Yes.
就是想到说,你很可爱,还有你是被爱的。You are love.
Wow. 被爱的。
Very good. Thank you. 下一位。或是给别人抽也可以啊。
The next one is 557846.
846, 846, 846, 耶 OK, 你找另外一个位。谁来抽来来来。哇。这个是 ,what is this one?
I embossed it.
Wow. This is
and the bottom also says something. There's one more thing. It says.
好下一位请好。
5, 5, 7, 8, 4, 4, 5, 5, 7, 8, 4, 4
5, 5, 7, 8, 4, 4. Oh, that's Marlene. Okay. Pass. There's one more. Where? 557828 828 828. Oh, very good. 你的。
Here,
look, no, there are more. Just pick one. Yeah. Wow, this is beautiful. Happy Mother's Day. So happy.
So happy.
Yay.
That's what it says.
Yes. 好，请小青说。
5, 5, 7, 8, 3, 8. 8, 3, 8.
Wow! Yay! One of the secret of a happy life is continuous
small treats.
Oh, thank you. Small things with great love.
And also, so miracles happens every day, and thank you.
Ooh, very nice.
So it's very sentimental for you.
Albert.
8, 2, 9. Who got it? Elaine, yay! 好。来给。
Don't look.
等一等。还有几个。
There's only two more left.
Only two left. Okay, so this is the last one.
Wait.
So let me choose. You want this one or that?
你要黑的还是蓝色
？Blue.
Okay.
Thank you.
好。Wow. Look at this. 这个是 Be happy, dream big, think it, dream it, plan it, do it. Today is the day to start living your dreams.
It also says the journey is your destination.
What does it say? The journey is the destination.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The last but not least is 5, 5, 7, 8, 3, 4. Woo! Yeah! 这是你的。Wow! What does it say? This is beautiful.
This is actually my first one. I made this one first.
这是第一个弄的这个。Yeah, I witnessed that too, so it was good. Thank you, Emily. We still have other things to do or no? No, that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you, Emily. Give her a hand and all the moms. Yeah. 谢谢。牧师。
为这个午餐祷告，我们起立好吧。
Let's pray for lunch.
Pray for the lunch. 父神，我们感谢你。
Lord Father, we thank you.
祝福我们的食物。
That you bless our food.
祝福我们的母亲们。
And our mothers.
祷告奉主名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
到隔壁用午餐。
Let's enjoy your lunch.